With a parsha jam-packed of mitzvos, a.k.a. mishpatim, we return to our study of the Sefer HaChinuch, and it's quite amazing how many mishpatim, how many mitzvos that seem to be only directed at judges have so much practical guidance and applicability to the lives of everyday people. Specifically, mitzvah Ayin Dalet, mitzvah 74, Eid, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the mitzvah about having judges hear testimony from both people in the same setting. A judge may not accept what I think in legal terms is called ex parte communication. Anybody a lawyer here? Who am I kidding? It's a shul. Of course. A lot of people here are lawyers, probably know better than I do. The problem with ex parte communication, for a judge to have communication with one side when the other side is not present. This is not explicit in the pasuk, but the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Mechilta, which understands, lo sisa shema shav, a judge may not accept a false testimony. Why is that false, to hear testimony from one litigant when the other one's not in the room? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains, based on this Mechilta, that when a person is giving their side of the story and the other side is not there, they have the ability to say whatever they want because no one is there to contradict them. And also, psychologically, the fear of being rude in the face of someone who knows that you're lying doesn't exist if the other side is not present. On a deeper psychological level, even if the person isn't trying to exaggerate, they're not trying to lie, on some unconscious level, if there's no one there to contradict them and no one else knows the truth but them, they're more likely to say a couple of extra words, a couple of extra details that may not be true or that are heavily exaggerated to skew the perspective of the judge. Even if the judge then goes and hears from the other side, whichever side he hears from first has more weight. It becomes the truth in his mind. And when the other person comes along and tells a different side of the story, the judge may think, that's not really how I heard it the first time, and the first time holds more weight. Lo sisa shema shav, says the Mechilta, is talking about a prohibition for a judge to accept testimony from one, or communication from one party, when the other party is not there. Mechilta continues, it isn't only a prohibition against the judge for accepting it. We can read lo sisa as don't receive, but also lo sasi, don't cause others to bear, which means it's a prohibition against the litigants. They're not allowed to present their communication to the judge when the other party is not present. People don't realize that this happens all the time, even outside of the context of a formal beis din. People come to a rav with a shaila, someone damaged my property, and they're telling the story with the other side not being present. Or if people even... they're not approaching an arbiter, but they're approaching a friend. Listen to what so-and-so did to me. They're sharing their side of the story when the other side is not present. And the Torah teaches us that that is called a shema shav. You are not getting an accurate depiction of really what happened if one person is sharing their side and the other side isn't there to correct them and the other side isn't even there to temper what the person feels comfortable sharing and saying to you, the one listening. For that reason, the Sefer HaChinuch points out, it's no wonder that Chazal at the end of Maseches Makos learn out from here, lo sisa shem hashav isn't only talking to the judge or to the litigants in the case, it's talking about everyday Lashon Hara. Chazal learned from this pasuk a prohibition for Lashon Hara to be makabel Lashon Hara, lo sisa shem hashav, do not receive a false report, and again for the speakers, lo sasi, do not cause others to bear a false report, do not share information, this is a prohibition against being makabel or being mesaper Lashon Hara. And again, the psychological insight is very deep over here. Because even if what we think is saying, what we're saying is true, we think what we're hearing is true, if you're hearing one side of the story, especially when the other side is not present, you have to realize what unconscious biases might be at play to skew what's the truth, and the Torah calls that objectively false. In the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Chafetz Chaim's work on the laws of Lashon Hara, about 100 different times, he keeps emphasizing the point that Lashon Hara is usur, even if Lashon Hara is true. He writes that the common misconception, people think, but it's true. And the Chafetz Chaim reiterates again and again and again, Lashon Hara is usur, even when it's true. In fact, that's what Lashon Hara means. Motzi Shemra is false tattles. Lashon Hara is when it's true. So if it's true, why is it usur? Simple understanding is, even if it's true, it hurts. If it's not for a toeles, a business venture, a shidduch, if it's not for a sanctioned reason, even if it's true, it hurts people's feelings. But on a deeper level, on a more nuanced level, we have an understanding now. Even if it's true, it's probably not true. Especially if you're hearing the story in secret from someone telling you their side of the story, we have to recognize the skewed perspective that can come when a person is sharing one side of a story, especially if the other side isn't there to balance the ideas, to balance it against it. The Sefer HaChinuch does not count 6 psukim later, mitzvah sheker tirchak, as a separate avera, but he includes it in this. He says, Mifarshaker Tirchak teaches us to stay far away from anything that can lead to falsehood, not just outright lying, but putting ourselves in positions where a person is tempted or unconsciously skewed towards saying something untrue. That's the prohibition, Mifarshaker Tirchak. We have to remember, when we're hearing someone tell us something, as a judge, as an arbiter, or even as a friend, or a shulmate, someone is telling us something. We have to take a moment to not be makabel lashon hara, to realize we're only hearing one side of the story. And as speakers, it's an obligation on all of us to remember the power we have with our words to skew someone else's perspective, especially if someone else is not there. It's very important for us to remember the power that our words have and to be extra careful to stay far away from falsehood and always work toward the emes. Kaddish.